Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the expo.
The expo?
Yeah, the expo, you know, the expo. Over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The expo?
Yes, the expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the expo at again?
The expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the expo.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
I don't know, I like the sound of that. Do you know how you know when you're dealing with an egomaniac? They name the company after themselves. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the indicators. Right.
Huh.
Like, I named the company Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book. Because at the time, I don't know, I was just trying to think of, okay, I am going to go make sales. I had no name recognition. So if I just kept saying the name, then, oh, I know who you are. But really, it's ego. And what ego is easing God out. That's the acronym for it, right? And so when I see people that have named the company after themselves, generally, they're egomaniacs. What do you think? It's not necessarily, but did you ever notice the people you deal with that ask you to print? Don't give me names, of course.
I'll tell you what I always thought about, though, is like rock and roll bands, you know? Like,
yeah.
Are they a team, or is it I'm the lead singer and it's going to be under my name?
Right. Know? That's a good point. Yep. Who's your favorite band?
That's a great question. I got quite a few of them. AC/DC is definitely one.
Tommy.
Van Halen.
Can you play, what's your favorite song from AC/DC?
Oh, favorite song? Back in Black.
You play Back in... Nice to see you, Tom. I didn't even say hello to you. Just walked in. I just take you for granted. But did you hear the song he said? Yes. Tom's nodding yes. He doesn't realize nodding yes on radio don't work. Right?
I'm looking for it.
All right.
What was it again?
Back in Black.
Back in Black.
Well, there's always a good follow with Van Halen. Ah, there you go.
There you go. This is in honor of Minuteman Press, AC/DC on West Bay or East Bay? East Bay.
East Bay.
East Bay Drive, Minuteman Press. We'll be right back. Wow, we just went. I was just thinking, like, next week, we're having a gentleman come in that's going to be doing. He does Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley. So that's one extreme to the other. And they do it really well, too. If you want to, like, if I let you hear his CD, you would think it's Frank Sinatra, right? That's how good this guy is. And he's playing at the Dicey's, in this a new high-class Italian restaurant. And you can just tell when you go inside just the decor. You ever see a restaurant just walk in? Okay, this is a good restaurant. Doesn't necessarily mean it's good, but, you know, it's high class, right? You can tell by the decor.
Fancy.
Right.
Fancy. And they have live music there, for like Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra. They do Neil Diamond, an impersonator. So it's like really fun. Like you're sitting there, you're eating for me, right? But other people like AC/DC and all that. But I like that type of music when I'm eating, you know? And so it's pretty cool. It's a new restaurant that just opened up. Back. There you go. I know, he just chose the song, and I'm saying to him, you know, I like, you know what I like to do? Switch off a little bit. Like, I'll listen to country sometime. I'll listen to hard rock. I'll listen to classic rock. And then, but I prefer softer music.
No rap.
No rap. Well, I actually like rap, too. I'll be okay with that. You know, not that I tune into it, but once in a while, I don't mind listening to rap either. Right? Just a little bit of variety, like spice of life.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is, I want you, Mr. Eric, to interview my friend here. What's your first name again?
Bill Wilson.
Bill Wilson. That's right. And then your first name and last name?
Eric Korhonen.
From Minuteman Press. And you're Bill Wilson. You know, like we said, the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous was called Bill Wilson.
Nice.
And I'm sure you've heard that before.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Right. And then what you say, like, and Alcoholics Anonymous, when you want to keep it anonymous, right? What you do is you're not supposed to, what you do is you say, are you a friend of Bill's?
Right.
Right? And that's a way of not, like, breaking someone's anonymity, right? To show that
exactly.
You respect them. It's called anonymous. Right? And I don't even know if I even should have said that on the air, actually. I just thought about that. Maybe not. I don't think I should have. Can we rewind? No, we can't rewind. But anyhow, that is Bill Wilson is a cool name. And so if you would like to ask him some questions, I'd appreciate it. Help me out.
Sure. No, I've done this. I got this big script of questions in front of me and stuff. So how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about your background a little bit. You know, where you're from and, you know, what...
Originally from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Okay. All right. How long have you been down in Florida?
About 23 years.
Oh, okay, so you're almost a Floridian then.
Yeah, we got stuck down here.
Awesome.
We both had jobs, owned property,
okay,
whatnot, and my mother lasted for 21 years.
Oh, good.
Very good.
So, and we had to stay here until she passed.
Okay. Got tired of those gray skies up there too, I bet.
Yeah, we were planning to go back to East Tennessee to retire.
Oh, okay.
We had lived in Tennessee twice, once in Chattanooga when I went to Bible college, and then in Nashville when I had my own studio design business, and we also sold professional recording equipment and serviced it.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Yeah, I'm originally from Michigan, and we've been down about 8 years, and tired of the gray skies and the bad weather and stuff, you know. And we almost went to Nashville, believe it or not.
Really?
And my wife was, you know, looking at the forecast, and she says, it still snows there. We're going all the way to Florida.
It snows about once every 3 years.
Once every 3 years?
And when you don't get snow, you get ice.
Oh, boy, that's worse.
So we used to sit home on the first day after an ice storm.
Right.
And let everybody else reckon at each other, and then because they didn't know how to drive on it. And
true.
Then, second day, it was safe to go out on the roads.
I've heard those stories for sure. So, are you always been in this area then, or just have you been all over Florida, or just Pinellas County?
No, we lived in. We first moved to Carrollwood,
and where's that at?
That's over in Tampa.
Okay. Okay.
It used to be North Tampa. Now it's now it's just Tampa. And we were hit there for about 3 years, and then we sold the house and moved over to Orlando.
Okay.
And I went to work for a company called Q's in their electrical engineering department.
All righty. How long were you with them?
I was with them for 13 years until I retired.
Okay. All right. And what are you doing now? Because it sounds like you're still not retired. It sounds like you're still busy hustling out there, which is awesome.
I'm still designing professional audio equipment. We're manufacturing a very high-quality headphone amplifier to go with some of the more expensive orthodynamic headphones that are for sale out there.
Okay. How did you get into that? That's a little bit different than what you were doing before.
Correct? I've been listening to music through headphones, high-quality headphones, gotcha, for a number of years.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of classical, and that way I don't have to have the speakers on and disturb my wife. You know, she always complains, turn that thing off, it's too loud.
Turn it down. I got you. You got kids?
Yeah, we have two boys.
Okay. What do they
both live and work in Orlando.
Okay. All right, good. I got two boys, too. They're a little younger. Mm-hmm. One's a welder. Became a welder about a year ago, which is great because the youth really doesn't get into those trades anymore.
Right.
You know, and my dad was a welder, so I'm glad he got into the trade. He does a great job at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my younger boy just graduated, which I'm kind of glad with all this COVID stuff going on, you know, and he's out of school.
Right.
So I got two boys, so hopefully they turn out good like yours, you know, and have successful
careers.
Yeah,
well, the younger one's has been a pawnbroker for 25 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
He was made for the business. He says, as long as I can look in their eyes, I can tell you what's going on inside their head.
Nice.
Wow.
Really? He's got that vision.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's like a sixth sense.
He's a born salesman.
Well, that's good. So, you know, I had a deal with a guy, just to be honest with you, because I buy stuff too, and I'm thinking I'm sold, and the guy just kept giving me the sales presentation.
He went too far.
Right? There is something to that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, to do the deal because it benefits me and it benefits mm-hmm. the other person. That's a good deal.
Right.
When both parties win. He placed an order with me last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm placing an order with him today. Right? I have the sign in the car. And that shows you care.
Right.
Like, salesmen get a bad name. But if you really care, right, and you have someone's best interest, right, and you want to really make them money on the deal, if that's the deal, right, whatever it is, and you give them value, right, because I think value is more
exactly.
important, not price,
nope.
right, because I'd rather explain price one time mm-hmm. than apologize for quality forever.
Right.
Good statement.
Right?
Good
if statement. You think about it,
yeah.
right?
No.
Because some people want price, but then if you do what you say you're going to do, like I do the radio show. And we're doing the e-coupon book. We do the paper coupon book. Can we do all that and charge you $95? No. Hmm. Right? You have to get a fair market value so
Absolutely.
You can give value and do what you say. You know, I don't even know how we got on to that. But I just tell you, I had this one client that was this one competition where I'll just use an example. I was getting $200 and they were charging $65. So I was at Seminole Subs when it was down the road, and he happened to come in passing out his magazine. So I said, what's 24 times 65, right? And then you're saying you put out this amount. I said, I called the printer up. You're like $500 short if everybody pays you, mm-hmm. right? So you can't put that out. But how do you, where you're at though is, of course, in 6 months he went out of business.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Right? But people would be asking me, like, how is he doing that? And then, like, if you're put in the position to knock your competitor, that's the worst position to be in. Because then you're building your business on a weak foundation.
Right. Exactly.
Right? You want to tell people why you give value in what you do. So that's why I'd rather explain price one time than apologize for quality.
Because it'll do it over and over.
It'll do it over and over.
Over and over.
Have you ever been put in that position?
Absolutely.
Have you?
Yes.
Right. And, you know.
And you want to do good. You don't want to do that.
You right. You want to be fair.
Yeah. You want to be fair and you want to do a good job.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, yes.
Well, one of our lovely customers is tuned in over at Amanda Austin Antiques, and we're going to do a little promo for him.
Yes. Please. Eric's going to do it, actually.
Oh, I don't got my glasses on.
But it's Amanda. This guy is something else, too. I, like, when you go, you ever go into an antique shop? Do you like antique shops?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually thought, like, if he charged just to walk through his shop, all the intricate knickknacks and things from the 1900s, things from the 1800s. Wow. Glassware. What is that called right there? China, right? Is that fine China?
Yeah, it looks like China, yeah.
Right, fine China. Mm-hmm. And the way that they do the paintings and stuff on certain china, that it actually looks nice, the plate. Right?
Right.
Give me a little bit of your experience, like looking at that and what your experience has been with an antique shop. And it's Amanda Austin...
Antiques.
Antiques.
Yep.
So...
Coastal Plaza, 2182 Main Street, Dunedin, Florida, 727-736-0778. Now open. And when I look at it, I see very nice china set and looked displayed very well.
Right.
Very professional.
Right. And if you go in there, everything he has is always dusted and clean. And it's a beautiful shop. And it's just I don't know. I just find it interesting. Like, I take my time and I look at all the stuff. And he has memorabilia stuff, too, from the 40s and 50s. Wow. You know, like the old Coca-Cola stuff.
So he's got everything.
He's got everything. Signs.
Okay. Old lunchboxes.
Old lunchboxes. He does.
I got an old train I want to get value with.
He's the guy. Would you go to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go over and talk to Jeff. Jeff Flowers at Amanda Austin Antiques. He's awesome. And I just want to say, personally, I've been in his store so many times. I love looking around. But he has everything done color, like coated, like a whole nice. Shelf will be all pink and another one will be like, it just looks so beautiful in there. It's like a museum. And he has lots of Fostoria and all kinds of collectible things that people would want. Lots of antique china.
She beautiful. Said the greatest word, museum.
That there
that
you go.
Describes mm-hmm. it. You know what I mean? It's a museum. I like going to museums.
I do too.
Right? So,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's Austin.
Amanda Austin Antiques.
Amanda. Austin Antiques.
Yep.
Very good. Amanda. And you know where it is? It's right there. You know where the Walmart is, right by Belcher, Main Street in Dunedin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? It's in that plaza. I think it's called the Coastal Plaza. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
It's called
the Coastal Plaza.
And then in there, you got Fantastic Sam's. You got a barbershop. You got the Ivory Chinese restaurant right there on the corner. You got a laundromat. But the main thing, if you want to know, it's in the plaza that has Walmart, right? The neighborhood Walmart. Mm-hmm. So that's a landmark on Main Street where you look for Amanda Austin Antiques. And mainly the guy behind it is the greatest. He's like so soft-spoken, and you can tell, like you were talking about, look in their eyes.
Right.
He's the guy you look in your eyes, and you know you're dealing with a man of integrity, mm-hmm. right? You just can tell. And I've been doing business with him for years. And everything he says, he does.
That's great.
Yeah. And he actually
fantastic.
Has the... Yeah.
A lot of people don't do it these days.
No. Yes. It's Amanda Austin Antiques. You know, anytime I rationalize or I justify my actions when I do wrong, I'm just setting myself up to be the victim. Mm-hmm. Right? So anytime someone's... yes. Right? I'm just setting myself up. I did wrong, but I'm going to rationalize and justify it. And I do that. Me, like I do it too.
Sure.
Like I'm arguing with someone and then I'm trying to blame them. And the old saying is you point the finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you, right?
True.
And the definition for me for integrity is when no one's watching, right?
Right, exactly.
You do the right thing, right? No one's watching.
Right.
You do the
that's
right
the
thing.
Task.
That's the task. Do the right thing because it's right. And that's Amanda Austin Antiques. That's him right there.
Yep. Jeff is a great guy. And, well, I'm going to place an order right here on the air today for Minute Man Largo.
Nice.
All right, Eric. We need some signage for an event we have coming up for Jelly Beans in Dunedin. So I need to get with you right after the show
absolutely.
So I can order those.
And then I'm that? Ordering.
That's next Saturday, right? Is it next
it's
Saturday?
It's the 23rd.
23rd?
Yeah, okay. And then I'm placing an order with him, too, for signs, too.
Nice.
So
keep it coming.
Keep it coming. All see, right. That's the deal.
Need
see
some
what
signs?
I'm saying?
Need some
you
know, signs?
No, you tell people that you care. And I'm ordering from the logo. I'm getting shirts because I like your shirt. Thanks. And what I'm doing is... Okay, yeah, tell her she's on next. Wait, okay. She's a printer, too, and she maybe thought that it was inappropriate to be on.
Hey, like I said last time, you can work together, and I actually do work with her on certain projects. She cuts some stuff for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we do, seriously, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, last time I was in here, I said, we go see other printers and that, not because we're in competition, but you can help each other out.
Oh, yeah. Have a symbiotic relationship.
Exactly. People just got to get over the mindset, and you can definitely work together. Yeah.
Oh,
so
for
we
sure.
do work together. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she cuts some things for me on some cans and that and got me out of some binds a few times. So
oh, awesome.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yep, there's lots of business to go around, and mm-hmm. sometimes people do things that you don't do, so you can refer somebody over to mm-hmm. them.
That's what we're just saying. Yeah.
Right.
Especially in the printing business, because there's so much tools and different machinery out there people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I go see them just to see what kind of mm-hmm. machinery they have, because maybe I'm not there yet, or maybe I got different machinery than they do, so we can actually so win-win for sure.
Mm, that's for sure.
Don't do a lot of that, in that business.
All right. So what is it that you do, sir?
I manufacture high-quality headphone amplifiers.
Oh.
But I'm also making myself available as a wedding officiant.
Oh, very cool.
And if you don't mind, can I plug my...
Well, absolutely.
Okay. People that might need a pastor for a wedding can reach me at 407-967-3151. Don't let the area code throw you off. I live here in Clearwater full time.
Well, there you go. You live here full time. And that does throw people off is the area code. You know, this used to be an 813 area code here.
Really?
Yeah, then they changed it to 727 but years ago. So I remember that because I was born on July 27th. So 727 is an easy one to remember. You know, I'm just going to just say something real quick, and we're going to get back to you, too, about like what mm-hmm. you do. And I'd like you to, like the last 2 minutes, maybe give like a sermon, if you don't mind, what mm-hmm. you think makes a good person. Because our listeners, someone might need hope. Because when you're at the end of your rope, you need hope. And with this COVID thing and everything going on and everybody fighting to survive, hope is a good thing when someone's hopeless.
Right.
And to let them know that this too shall pass, right? This is going to pass and that everything's going to be okay.
Well,
and then think about how when you went through life, you went through some tough times. I can go with you. You could tell me, Eric and this young lady here, right? And you might have thought at the time, like, hey, I'm not going to get through this, right? But you did. And that's your experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, be careful of someone that says you should, right? Because most likely that means they're not doing it.
Yeah.
But here's my experience, right? I hit rock bottom, right? But I stopped digging. And then rock bottom also is the rock where that's a solid foundation to start from. And then you might be saying to yourself, what do I do? Well, do the next right thing, whatever it is. But believe in your heart that you've gotten through it in the past, right? Think of it that way. You've gotten through it in the past. This too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, anybody listening out there, and everything's going to be okay, right? Because when you have the qualities of integrity, like we were talking about earlier, the quality of being punctual, you showed up here today, right?
Yeah.
Right? I counted on that, right?
Yeah.
Right? So that's in being punctual, integrity, having positive mental attitude. You have all these qualities. You're going to get a job anywhere, right? So even if you got fired, right, someone wants you. So just have those qualities and everything's going to be okay. So my message is to have hope. Everything's going to be okay. So what I want to say this, and you stay here. I want you, she's going to sit here. But do you remember the movie Santa Claus when on 54, I think it was
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. So anyhow, this is an example. I'm going to go, Eric, it's about you.
Uh-oh.
So, Eric, and then this young lady here.
Cindy.
He started sending people to Gimbel's. He was the Macy's. Do you remember the thing? Well, Macy doesn't have it, so go to Gimbel's.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
But and they were mad at him at first, right? But what happened is it ended up being a story in the movie where everybody, Macy's sales went up, not down. Because people realized it was the right thing to do because he cared. And I say it like this to set you up, Cindy, is it's like a tree of life. And if I'm boring, people tell me. But each leaf on the tree matters, right? And that's the universe, is the tree. And the healthier each leaf is, the better off it is. Right?
Right.
So absolutely. If you care about, you know, Jesus said to love your enemies, to mm-hmm. even take it a step further. Love your enemies. But if you care about everybody and really do, blessings come your way. Now here, Eric knows that she's a printer, Cindy, yeah. sorry. But he said, no, put her on, because he's a printer, right? And I think of the story of Santa Claus on them, that, hey, he's willing to see, because if he benefits her, then she in the universe rewards you and you benefit. And it's not necessarily the people you benefit to that help you, but you feel good about yourself. You know, you want to have self-esteem. Go up to a homeless guy and give him some food or give him some clothes and see how you feel afterwards. A random act of kindness.
Right.
Right? Just a random act. And expect nothing in return.
Exactly.
Right? So find people you can help that can't give you nothing back. You know, give and ask no reward. Right? Love with no price tag. So with that, I have two printers on that are going to talk to each other. And with love, I'd like you to interview her and ask her what makes her a good printer and all that. And I'm going to be telling people this forever, you know, because I can say this, Cindy, out of respect, Cindy, you left because you thought it was wrong to have two printers on at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So, but Eric then said, no, go get her. Put her on. Let's do it. That shows you where Eric's heart is, right? So if you would like to sit here, please, and let Eric ask you some questions, and if you like to ask some questions. And then what I like to do is you guys ask all each other questions, and let's do it that way. So you ready? Here you go. And then do you want to play, what'd you say? You want to play a song, another song, until they get you? What's another song?
Something from Van Halen.
Something, what's the song?
Right Now.
Right Now from Van Halen. And this is being promoted by the man with the big heart.
Thank you.
Minuteman Press. Oh, I mean me. I like, I, you know what song I like you to play? What my favorite song is? Me, 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 me.
I thought it'd be I Did It My Way.
I Did It My Way. So here you go, Cindy.
Okay. Are we on a break right now or no?
No.
Oh.
He's going to find the song and then you guys do your thing.
All right.
So anyhow, what's the name of your company?
Paradise Press Printing.
Yeah, that's
one. I'll go.
And so, what kind of printing do you do mostly?
So basically, we wholesale to other printers, which is how I know Eric.
Yep.
We also have a retail side, so we can do anything from small runs, small mailers, large mailers. We still have presses. A lot of smaller companies don't have presses.
Right.
So we still run digital and we run offset.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Cindy have worked together for quite a few years yep. now. She's definitely helped me out in the past. You know, we've been in the business about 5 years now or so. And she's been in the business, I think, a little bit longer than we have. And she's really good and she's really thorough. And like I said the last time I was on the show, we go to other printers and they're always like, that's the enemy. And it's like, well, no, if you have a mindset to help people out, they help you out.
Right.
And Cindy has always helped me out when I came there to ask for any assistance anytime, has opened her doors, and we're competitors, you know, but there's enough to go around.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I said last time too, I might have equipment she don't have and she has equipment I don't have.
Exactly.
And that's how you can help each other out, right. you know.
And we do that frequently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've been there about 20 years.
Okay.
So I've been printing for about 36.
That's a long time.
I started when I was 2.
Wow. Sitting on the press probably,
yeah.
right?
With your, mm-hmm. with your parents? Yeah. Okay. I'm lying.
So what got you into printing, though? I mean, honestly, just was it your family was in printing first?
No, and then actually, you just... my dad said, you got to get a job because your insurance is due when I was 18.
Okay.
And I found a job at a printing company.
Okay. What'd you start doing at the printing company?
I did deliveries.
Okay.
I did deliveries and moved my way up to press and then supervisor, and now I've owned the company for about 20 years.
Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of, my story is, I just had to get out of corporate America finally, you know. And I look back because I did so much traveling, and it just, I lost so much of my life just always on an airplane with my kids, and I should have done it years back. But hey, you live and learn, I guess, sometimes, right. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So we were talking a little bit earlier, Cindy, you know, through all this COVID stuff, and I know it's just, I wish it just go away like everyone wish it go away. How did you get through it? I mean, what were you struggling? Did you, you know, because I went through a rough time myself. I mean, I could not go through another one.
We couldn't either. We were fortunate enough to do some government contracts that helped us get
nice.
Through. But as far as local, it went way down. It came back. We're doing pretty good now. You know, everything started coming back about October.
Okay.
So
same with us.
Yeah, you were talking about that earlier. So yeah, we started coming back, and here we are. Grace of God.
Great.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it was, especially the restaurants. There's ones that are even just suffering right now, and I know a lot of people just couldn't go through another shutdown or whatever, you know, in this crazy world, you know.
So we actually helped a lot of the restaurants. We
did too. That's awesome.
Yeah, we did, you know, just at cost stuff. Mm-hmm. Some things we just donated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buy us lunch, we'll do you 1,000 to-go menus.
Great.
You know, it wasn't for profit. We have a big heart at Paradise Press,
nice.
Too.
Nice, yeah.
So,
that's
but
awesome.
But, yeah, it was, you know, we all had to work together. Everybody worked together. And now that their businesses are coming back, they're coming back to us, and we're still helping each other. So it's good.
Were you able to bring all your employees back then? And
yeah.
Okay, we were too, which was great. Because that's really what wears, you're a business owner as myself, you know, and it just wears because you're responsible for these people's lives and, you know, their food and that. And it just, oh, man, I had some sleepless nights, and I'm sure you have too, you know.
One or two.
Because you want them to be successful too.
Exactly.
You know, and learn and stuff, you know. So how about you? What printer do you use? One of us? No, probably, huh?
I don't use a printer.
Oh, don't
not
want
yet.
That.
Why is he in here?
I don't know.
I thought this was a printer's round table.
Right?
No, we're just getting started. I had the first of my amplifiers up on eBay for about 60 days and didn't get a bite.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you tried like Facebook? It seems like anytime I put something on Facebook, it's gone like that. It's crazy.
To be honest with you, I avoid social media like the plague.
Oh, for selling something?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm going to give it a try on Facebook and see what happens.
It's like, you give it a try. No, it's for some people and some people it's not, you know?
You know, it's a headphone amplifier that costs about $2,400.
Wow.
That's a special league then.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the level control, volume control on it alone is 40 SIP volume control. Cost me almost $200.
Wow.
And that's whole, you know, to the
is that basically just
original manufacturer.
Yeah, is that for like just like radio stations and musicians, like, you know, high-end stuff? Or is it for the, you know, Joe like me? You know,
no.
I could just buy them and...
There are 400,000 people signed up on a website called HeadFi.
What is it?
HeadFi. And it strictly deals with listening to music on headphones. All
nice.
The equipment and whatnot. They post reviews every month of new pieces.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I think me and Cindy can help you out with some advertising. Anything else, Cindy?
Yeah.
We'll split it. We'll buy a case of beer.
I don't think the preacher drinks.
No, I don't.
Well, I'll buy a case of water then. There you go.
But
you're a preacher too then?
I pastored.
Oh, okay.
I pastored four churches.
Oh wow, good.
And
for you.
My wife had a nervous breakdown, and her doctors advised me. They said if you want to keep her around a while, you better get her out of a pressure situation.
Okay.
And I did, and we just celebrated our 62nd wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
September.
Congrats. No, you look in great shape, you know. Hopefully I'm in great shape when I get there, too. Because people, I feel I'm getting older. I'm only 52, but I feel like it's just every year is going faster, you know. And they say when you get older, it goes faster. So I'm already, like, in panic mode, like, slow down.
Well, I'll be 84 in another month and a half.
Wow, you look great.
Definitely.
Staying young, doing the headphone stuff and all that, you know.
Staying busy.
Yeah,
I'm also going to start doing, in addition to being a wedding officiant, I'm also going to be doing wedding videos.
So what do you do in your downtime? Do you have any downtime? I think you're supposed to be like golfing and stuff.
No. Don't have time for that.
I see.
No, when I shoot and edit video professionally.
Okay.
I used to do all the when we lived in Orlando. I did all of the videos for Peter Gammons Ministries International.
Wow. Okay.
And I shot them, edited them, produced them.
Nice. We have to produce some cards for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Cards. You need some business cards for sure.
Well, I have business cards for the video business.
There you go.
But I'm gonna need new business cards for the headphone.
Ah, I know two really good printers in the Tampa
Minuteman
Bay
Press
area.
In Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care of you.
All right.
Absolutely.
For sure. So is this all like launched too? The headphone thing's all launched?
It's launched, yeah.
Okay, because it sounds like...
Yeah, I've got two amplifiers ready to go.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, good deal.
And
how's it been going through the COVID for you? You doing all right, or just a little bit of setback, or?
Well, we haven't had much reaction.
Okay.
I mean, the COVID has really, really killed this business.
No, it's not
pretty much.
Hear. Okay. Wow.
It just like when we went through the housing bust and whatnot back in 2007, 2008.
Yes.
My plan was I had just retired from. My engineering position, and I figured it. Wedding videos were going to be my retirement program, and the economy killed it.
Yeah,
killed that too, huh?
It killed it.
Oh man, see, some businesses are doing; they're flourishing, and
yeah, because stuff we were charging $1,500 for a wedding, we went down as low as $350.
Wow, that's almost like we were talking earlier. You might probably were going backwards, you know what I mean, just to help people out and get something to come in to pay some bills and stuff. You
exactly.
Know? Wow, that's tough, man. That's tough. So you don't do that no more then, huh? You just
No, I'm cranking up the wedding video business. Again.
Okay, all right, awesome.
All right. It's going to be the battle of the printers. Okay, we're going to vote. A $50 gift certificate, which will be mailed to you, of course.
Oh, checks in the mail, right?
Yeah, checks in the mail. But who can do a better spot for the Drought House? You know, this place has to have a reason why you got to wait to sit down. And if you've ever eaten at a place where, like, the way they present the food there, it's just like on a nice fancy plate. Like, you just know that there was a chef back there, not a cook. And the name of it, I think, I'm sorry about that. It's called the Clearwater Drought House, and it's right there. So what I'm going to do is you read this. What I'm going to have you guys do is there's going to be a competition. And the guy's name there is Nick. He's unbelievable. Everywhere he goes, he's like the Midas touch. Yeah. He turns everything to gold. You know, and he's an easygoing guy, but he expects results, right? But he does it with kindness. Right, there's a way that with kindness you still can accomplish something. It's like the whisper approach with horses.
Right.
You know, people say you got to beat a horse or beat a dog. You know, you can do it with the whisper approach. Like when my dog had to be trained to go to the bathroom, when he went to the bathroom outside, I gave him a treat. Mm-hmm. I didn't hit him. You know, some people stick their nose in it and all that. There's a whisper approach. And that's what Nick is, because I go there and eat sometimes, and the word is respect. Nick is respected.
They've been open a long time?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're part of the French deal. What is that? The Frenchies, right?
Frenchies. Okay.
Yeah, they're part of that organization. Oh, okay. So anyhow, it's Nick at the helm, and what I'm going to have you do a commercial, and then you do a commercial, and then you, sir, Bill Wilson, will say who won. Ready? Okay. And you get 45 seconds to a minute.
Who's going first?
Who's
Go
going
ahead.
First?
Go ahead, Cindy.
Ladies first.
Hi. Okay, we'll get started with this. Did you know that the Drought House in Dunedin, downtown Dunedin, they have full liquor. Their house wines are half off. They have 37 draft beers. If you look at the plating of the food that they're bringing out, you think that you were at a high-end restaurant. They have some pancakes here. They do breakfast. They do lunch. They do dinner. And they're clearskydroughthouse.com. It's at 680 Main Street, downtown Dunedin.
All right. The Drought House has been open for many years, and they're also associated with Frenchie's, which is awesome. They've got like four or five locations, and so you can always trust their food. They got a great line of beverages, from liquor to wine to beer. They've got everything from, you know, burgers, shrimp, it looks like. They got half off, $5 off on your purchase over 30 or more. Buy one breakfast, get two breakfast free. That's pretty awesome. Second breakfast free. Thank you. I don't have my goggles on, my glasses. So I would definitely check them out. They're on 680 Main Street, downtown Dunedin. That's 346-987-286-2666. They're open 7 days a week, too.
6266.
So I'd definitely stop by and see them. Again, that is clearskydroughthouse.com.
Yeah, and then it's 6-2, and then you say, okay, what's after that? Two more sixes. Anyhow, who won, Mr. Bill Wilson?
I'm afraid Eric did.
Oh, see that? Eric's the big winner.
It's all good.
Thank you.
That's it. You're a loser. That's a joke. She's smiling. Everybody that doesn't know that. But that's the Drought House. And then what I'm going to have you guys do is do the Blue Sake. The Blue Sake is in Dunedin, and what I'm going to do is give you some information on that. But the Drought House, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you get it all the way around. They really take care of you. And if you want good food with people that have good hearts, it's the Drought House of Clearwater. Or Clearwater Drought House, actually. And it's right there. Is that on Skinner or is that Main Street?
Main Street.
It is Main Street, because that's right where Skinner starts, basically. So if you guys want a landmark, it's right where Skinner starts off of Main Street, Clearwater Drought House, run by a great man named Nick. So then tell us a little bit about what you got going on there, Mr. Bill Wilson.
Well, I had already mentioned that we're manufacturing high-quality headphone amplifiers and also a brand new preamplifier for vinyl records. Mm. And we've got several other items that we want to develop once we get some time.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that question. Yeah. You guys, so, you know, I have to say, and it's always, it's that silly. I always say, think big, start small, scale quickly. You know, I'm trying to teach that to my kids, you know what I mean? So, because you always got to have goals. You know, goals are driven, and you're definitely driven, sir. I mean, I definitely want that drive when I keep moving and keep moving and keep moving forward, you know. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Just waiting to do a couple of videos and getting back to editing video again, too.
Videos. And it's fun. Level.
And if you love what you do, because I think the way you were talking, I can sense she loves printing. I can sense you love printing and you like videos and nostalgia stuff. I can sense that. And if you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right? Can she sit there, please, Bill?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, Gary, it was real emotional what happened. I wanted you to hear this. Can they hear in the studio if you don't have this on?
Only if you're standing.
No, not the phone.
You want to go in there so you can hear this? Because I want you to... Not on the phone. I used to remember we used to have it where you could hear in here, but I guess... No. They had a little radio over there. But sometimes what happens is it gives feedback. That's why you don't do it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All right. So, but I'll let you... Just tell the story, Gary, of what happened with the bicycle. And can I say this to you, too? Is I played back your message several times.
Yeah.
Do you know it was very emotional listening to the message you gave?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Tell the people what happened with the bicycle for the underprivileged. Now, here, we had until Saturday to get, like, what was it, over? How much would it end up being, over 4,000?
Yeah, over 4,000.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell them what you did and why you got so emotional.
Okay, this is about a girl who's about 5 or 6 years old. She's profoundly disabled. And we wanted to, the only thing she wanted was to ride a bicycle. And so we got her what's called an adaptive tricycle so that she could ride it. She had just regained the use of her leg through an operation. And so this was all brand new to her. So we went on the radio with Brian and Tammy and Julieta and Mike from the Clearwater, or sorry, Dunedin Country Club. He's the chairman of the board. And we pitched this. And by Saturday morning, we had the money. And the little girl, for the first time in her life, rode her bicycle. And her daddy was standing right beside her. And they sent me a 9-second video of her riding this bike. And I ended up crying. I'm still very emotional about it. But we actually pulled it off. We did it. And thanks to Brian and Tammy and everybody in the radio station, this little girl has a life. That's and awesome. I want to thank you for her and her stead. Her name is Presley. And she was in Lurie Park on Saturday morning riding her bike for the first time in her life. And then they told her she could take it home. And everybody came over to congratulate her, and she got afraid because she hasn't been around people. And but anyway, she's got her bicycle, and she can ride it. And there you go. That's the story.
All right. And if you guys want to check out the actual Presley, the little girl getting her bike, you can go to our Facebook, which is BCC Coupon Books LLC, and you can watch the little video there.
Nice.
It was a great event. It was awesome.
We were just talking about that earlier, doing something and expecting anything in return. That's awesome, because it sounds like a lot of people chipped in and helped out for that.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, we practiced social distancing, and everything was definitely, you know, done the right way. But there was a lot of kids out. Also, because Amanda, whose event it was with Fuse Therapy, she works hand-in-hand with an autistic group as well. So we had a lot of different kids out there. Nice. The park was absolutely amazing. The Wounded Warrior Park in Pinellas Park, that's what it was. I didn't realize that because I'd never been.
Okay, me neither.
Amazing. They raised all the money to maintain it, and they're going to put a kayaking little area for the Wounded Warriors, disabled vets to learn how to kayak. So it's really cool.
That is.
Yes, and then it's really neat. I don't know. It's like so emotional, like the way Gary tells the story. And
it's a good story.
It just shows you where his heart is when, you know, when you bring someone to tears, right? And they're telling the story of a tears of joy, right? There's sad tears, then there's tears of joy. And when you left that message, when you, young lady, I know we didn't, next week we like to get, like, sometimes we're not an organized show, just sometimes.
It's okay.
But what I wanted to go with the blue sake, tell us what you see there. This is the blue sake. It's right there in the subway plaza, you know, and she's the type of lady, like, what she does is she helps people out. And she'll put people to work and do stuff. Okay. And I hear family members telling her at Blue Sake Angie, oh, you need to get rid of this person or the her, and all that. And like the underprivileged, she fights for them, right? And this is Angie at the Blue Sake, right? And that's why I say, like, to people, like, when I say the word love, right?
Right.
I really love this lady. Like you know, and it sounds like words, right? You know, where love is, God is, right? Right? So if you harm someone, then the best way to come at them is with love, because the opposite of harm is love, right? And that's how you can make a wrong right, too, by the way.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What can I do to help you, right? And what can I do to make it right? Not, I'm sorry, right? Because that gets old after a while.
Sounds like he's got a lot of passion.
Right. Gary's got passion. That's the word. Right. And when I think of passion, I think of Blue Sake, Angie. She really cares about people. And she has a Thai restaurant on Main Street where the Subway Plaza is. So you want to talk about the best decor of any restaurant that we have, it is Blue Sake. Angie's. I mean, when you walk in, it has that music going and all that, and waterfalls, and it's just real beautiful. Okay, got 2 minutes. So Gary, what would you like to... This young lady here, what do you do?
My name is Brenda.
Well,
I own a nonprofit called O to Be Fun. We provide educational scholarships for Tampa Bay needy kids. I don't take a salary. I work a full-time job. This is my lunch hour with you.
There you go. See? And then we go ahead.
And then in 5 years, we've given out $250,000 to Tampa Bay needy kids to provide them with an educational summer camp or money toward college.
Very good.
Wow, that's great.
Really good. And do you know they found out the kids that have computers versus the kids that don't? The kids that have computers have a one grade higher level than mm-hmm. the kids that don't have computers.
That's true.
And then the underprivileged families need to be supported because our children are our future.
True.
Gary.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Maybe it's going to be corny. It's the most emotional thing I have ever had a message from. And you have brought, like, from an emotional standpoint, you brought more emotions to what you do and care and love than any person I have ever met on this earth.
Well,
I agree.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah,
I you agree. Too.
You're a great man, Gary. That message is just, I'll never erase the message that you sent me to get that underprivileged child a 4,000 bicycle. Anyhow, thank Minuteman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Bill Wilson.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.